It rescued an Israeli hostage from Hamas captivity in southern Gaza. At a news conference in Tel Aviv, Israeli Army spokesman Daniel Hagari told reporters 52-year-old Kayed Farhan Al-Kaidi, a Bedouin Muslim and Israeli citizen, was recovered during a complex rescue operation.
We cannot go into many details of this special operation, but I can share that Israeli commandos rescued Kayed Farhan Al-Kaidi from an underground tunnel following accurate intelligence. His medical condition is stable, and he will undergo examination in hospital.
The military said Al-Kaidi was a resident of Rahat, a predominantly Arab town, and he was working as a guard at a warehouse at a kibbutz in southern Israel when he was seized by militants on October 7th. UN humanitarian officials Tuesday said recent new mass evacuation orders issued by the Israeli Defense Forces for Gaza are an incredible burden on residents and are making it nearly impossible for humanitarian groups to do their jobs. At a Geneva news conference, UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs Assistant Spokesman Jens Lerke said since Friday, the Israeli military had issued three new evacuation orders for over 18 or 19 neighborhoods in northern Gaza and Deir al-Balah, areas with more than 8,000 residents. And on Sunday, the IDF, giving just a few hours' notice, ordered more than 200 UN personnel out of their offices and living places in Deir al-Balah, a crucial humanitarian hub.
It affected 15 premises hosting UN and NGO aid workers, four UN warehouses, Al-Aqsa Hospital, two clinics, three wells, one water reservoir, and one desalination plant. The sum of this is that it effectively upends a whole life-saving humanitarian hub. And that, of course, severely impacts our ability to deliver essential support and services.
This is VOA News. The head of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, said after visiting Russia's Kursk nuclear power plant Tuesday that there was a risk of a nuclear accident and the situation was serious. At a news briefing, Grossi told reporters the plant is running at near normal conditions, but that's not necessarily a good thing.
The fact that the plant is operating make it even more serious in terms of an eventual action against it. When a plant is operating, the temperature is much higher, and if there was the case of an impact or something, there would be serious consequences.
Russia claims the plant has been repeatedly attacked by Ukrainian forces that are just 40 kilometers away since they began their incursion into Russia and taking over territory earlier this month. Ukraine's yet to respond to those accusations. Grossi said, told the news conference, the plant was extremely fragile because it had no protective dome. International health experts have said Africa's current mpox outbreaks are the results of neglect and the world's inability to stop epidemics. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The rising mpox outbreaks in Africa, the trigger of the World Health Organization's emergency declaration, are largely the result of decades of neglect and the Global Committee's inability to stop sporadic epidemics among a population with little immunity against the smallpox-related disease, leading African scientists to say at a virtual news conference. Dr. Dimi Ogwena, who chairs WHO's Mpox Emergency Committee, says negligence has led to a new, more transmissible version of the virus emerging in countries with few resources to stop outbreaks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China has accused Canada of protectionism after the Canadian government imposed a 100% tariff on Chinese-made electric vehicles. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The move matched U.S. duties on Chinese-made EVs. The Chinese Commerce Ministry said in a statement that the tariffs would disrupt the stability of global, industrial, and supply chains. It also said that the tariffs would severely impact China-Canada economic and trade ties and damage the interests of enterprises in both countries. Canada will also impose a 25% tariff on Chinese steel and aluminum and is mulling duties on Chinese batteries, battery parts, semiconductors, critical minerals, metals, and solar panels. I'm Haya Panjwani.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
On VOA1.